The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher ve'osher ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit ve'atzlacha bechol ma'aseh yadav. And be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Zayin. Today's daf is being studied. The Nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu b'gan Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Refuah Shelema. Yosef ben Sarah. Rahamim ben Adel. And Sarah bat Rachel. Inna refanu lahem. Betuch she'ar chulei amo Yisrael. Amen. We begin today's daf on Vav Amud Bet. And we start three lines from the bottom. We are in the sugya again of making a be'ilat mitzvah of a betula on Lil Shabbat. So we saw on the Amud Sheni over here that it's possible, it could be it's a mahlukat tana'im, if indeed it's permissible to make a be'ilat mitzvah l'chatahila, meaning the first be'ah on Lil Shabbat. So comes the Gemara and asks a question. Mativ Rabbi Ami hamefis mursa b'Shabbat. This person, let's say, has a boil, okay, on Shabbat, and he wants to lance it. He wants to open it up on Shabbat. So the question is, im la'asot la'peh hayav. If his intention is to make an opening to the mursa, to the boil, so he's going to be hayav mishum boneh. Because making a petah on Shabbat is boneh. Now, even though it's making a petah on a human being, but we see there is boneh by a human being, like the Torah says by Adam when he created Hava, ve'even et ha'selah. God was boneh the selah, and that's by Adam. He took the rib of Adam. Why is it a petach? So Tosfot explains that for a petach to be hayav on Shabbat, it has to be lachnis ulotzi. So in this case over here, he wants the air to go in and the pus to come out. So therefore, it's lachnis ulotzi. So that will be a regular petach. So that's if he does the musa, if he lances it in order to make a petach, so he's going to be hayav. V'im lotzi memenna leha. However, if his intention only is to mutzi lecha, let's say just to drain it from the pus, he's not interested in making it a petach, not to make a nice petach and all that, he just wants to drain it. So then already the deen is patur. Okay, that's she. Vekai malan, in this case, when it says patur, it's patur umutar lecha tahidah. Okay, so it's permissible. Like the Gemara said over there in Shabbat on Dav Gimal. So now the Rashi says, what's the question? Kasha leman de asar. Why should it be forbidden to have bi'ah with the betulan lil Shabbat? Dehayna mi lotzi damu, which means all his intention is to take out the blood. Which means in this case as well, just like we learned, that you can take out the pus on Shabbat, it's not a problem. So therefore, what should be the difference by the case of the bo'el betula? The intention is you want to take out the blood. So therefore, it should be permissible. So the Mefashim explained over that the question is based on the following. Yesod. That what? So I'm reading over here from the Ramban, the Ra'ad, the Rashba, Shita Mekubetzit, that they explain, Shirabi Ami Savar Shaisur Bebe'ila Hu Mishum Otsa'ad Dam. They understand the whole Yesod is what? They thought that Yesod is going to be because of Otsa'ad Dam. Shedam Betulin Nechshab Hamurim Mehbar. Because we're considering Dam Betulin Hamurim Mehbar. And therefore the Gemara says, so what's the difference between this and Mafis Mursa? They're assuming also that the Mursa is in the body and you're taking it out, it's not a problem. So therefore, just like you're allowed to take the Mursa, you're taking the pus out of the boil. So the Chavadah, what's the problem? Taking the blood out of the Betula. So the Gemara answers, and there's a big difference. Hatam pakid ve'akir. Hacha pakid ve'lo akir. Rashi, hatam gabe leha, by the case of the leha, by the pus, pakid, meaning kanus peyahad, meaning it's all gathered, the pus, collected, ve'akir kulo menabazad, it's uprooted from the flesh, ve'omed latzit, which it's not connected to the flesh itself, therefore it's not considered habure mihbar, it's not making a habura bichlal, it's removed from the flesh, just kanus in, let's say, the boil itself. However, acha by dam betulin pakidu. Yeah, it's collected. However, velo akir. It's not uprooted from the flesh. Negamdi. Ela niblaksat. It's absorbed or swallowed a little. Beketalim. It's not, let's say, attached like the rest of the blood of the Evarim. It's enough attached to make a chiluk to say it's going to be asus. We have no ra'ayah from the case of Motsi Lecham. Right, Valzit Tritzah Gemara. I'm just continuing to the Rishonim the way they understand the answer. Shesham Belecha Hu Mechunas U Minutak. It's separated. But the case of the betula, hadam achen kanus, it is indeed kanus, aval eno akud ve'omed latzit. It's in the walls itself. So that is the basic chiluk between the two cases. Come to Gemara now. Give some rulings. Rabbi Ami sharal nimivgal betechila b'shabbat. Good. Rabbi Ami was matir to have bi'ah with the betula, the ketahida on Shabbat. Amri le Rabbanan veha lo ketiba ketubata. Side question. What do you mean? That means they're really getting married on Leil Shabbat. How could they get married? You don't have a ketubah. You can't write a ketubah on Shabbat. Ketubah is a monetary document. You can't make it on Shabbat. And the law is that a person is not allowed to be married, even to have yehud with his wife, unless he has a ketubah in place. So the Gemara is saying, what do you mean? Yeah, bi'ah. Forget about the bi'ah standpoint. I can easily have a lot to be with his wife, Bechlal. There is no ketubah. So comes the Gemara and says, Amar lehu et tafsua metaltelin. Which literally means, he'll hold on to, or she'll hold on to, metaltelin, movables. Rashi, tenu la metaltelin ta'at yada b'maskon. Give movable items for a collateral. L'shi'abud ketubata. Which means, don't write a formal ketubah. What's the inyan? She has to know that, well, she's going to have a security that she's going to get paid. Good, so you don't have the documents? Just take a movable item. It's okay, this is a mashkon. If I don't pay you, you can take this item. So the mefashim say, well, when are you doing that? You're doing that on Shabbat? You cannot be mekneh something on Shabbat. Elah's talking about, it could be that, let's say it was ben Hashem Ashot, and now the guy realizes he didn't write a ketubah now. So Elah, what? So let him just take the hefet and say, okay, I'm being makneh this item to you as a mashkon in the event that I owe you the ketubah, so you can take your payment. So therefore, hada'at is on the item. So therefore, you'd be permissible to remain together. Or you could say that it's really just a ruse. You just need her to have a yeshuv hada'at that she's going to accept the ketubah. So really, it doesn't have to be official mashkon. You can just say, okay, if I owe you ketubah, you'll take it from there. But it's not an official kinyan, so to speak, and don't be permissible even on Shabbat. That's the way the Mefarshim understand. I'll read it to you over here, just some of the Rishonim, the Ramban. Tibi alam, harinim sit konek kinyan b'Shabbat v'asur, by this mashkon, kodekharim b'yom tov, del mekne b'ta b'Shabbat tov, v'efshav shvetim mitzvah hitidu. That's another answer. It could be in this case today, Shum mitzvah, so they were matir even to make a kinyan like this on Shabbat. V'efshav l'faresh, sheb'erev Shabbat sha'aludo. Could be the case, like we learned on Erev Shabbat, ve'lo ayah shahut b'yom lichtov ketubah, v'ayah shahut latvisa metaltelin. They just had enough time to make the metaltelin. And therefore, it's permissible because it was done by Erev Shabbat. So those are two answers of the Rambam. The other answer, Yishonim, say, v'nir'eli, da'acha lo iknu la metaltelin agimura. They didn't give it over unto the metaltelin, ela yichud ba'al mahava. Kedeh shtet da'ata sumichet bekach lefi sha'ah. Which means they just need her to be sumech da'at that she's going to get paid. So therefore they just said, okay, your payment will come from over here. That's already permissible even on Shabbat. Comes Gemara and says, Rav Zvi sharal mev'ad b'tchila b'Shabbat. Rav Zvi allowed to have a bi'ah l'ketahila on Shabbat. Ikad ha'amri, Rav Zvi gufe ba'ad b'tchila b'Shabbat. Some say Rav Zvi himself had the bi'ah l'ketahila on Shabbat. Rav Yehuda sharal mev'ad b'tchila b'yom tov. Okay, so Rav Yehuda was matir to have to be out on Yom Tov. Amar Rav Pepe b'Shemit Rava, lo tema bi Yom Tov shari ha b'Shabbat asur. Don't think Yom Tov, yeah, and Shabbat. No, deu adin afilu b'Shabbat na meshari. Even on Shabbat it'll be permissible. Ma'aseh shaya kachaya. But the ma'aseh that it was matir happened to be on Yom Tov. Therefore the Gemara relates it as happening on Yom Tov. Comes Gemara says, Rav Pepe b'Shemit Rava, amar bi Yom Tov shari. On Yom Tov it's permissible. B'Shabbat asur. Oh, now we have to understand the haluk. Why should Yom Tov be mutar and Shabbat be asur? Amma le rapapa. My da'tech. Now, what's your logic? Mitok shutra habura letzorech, hutra name shelo letzorech. We have a klal. That what? Once already we were matir something letzorich ochel nefesh. So the rabbis will matir it also shino letzorich ochel nefesh. Remind you again that on Yom Tov ochel nefesh is mutar. Anything that has to do with food preparation, cooking, and things like that, it's permissible. So the Gemara is thinking of the logic. Well, habura is permissible legabe ochel nefesh. Aren't we allowed to slaughter animals? In habura gedolah mizu, you're making a habura on the animal. It's permissible. So maybe we'll say like this: since already they were matir habura for ochel nefesh purposes, so therefore they use the seven of mitoch to matir it even for non-ochel purposes, meaning for a betula. According to that logic, mutar laasot mugmar biyom tov. Are you going to tell me that you can also make mugmar on yom tov? What is mugmar? Mugmar is they used to take the coals. And they put them on the the plate, whatever it is, and the coals there, and they put like spices and incense on the coals, and in order it makes a fragrant smoke. Sometimes they used to use that to put their clothes over in order to give their clothes a fragrant. So now that's not really ochel nefesh, but you're going to tell me based on this mitoch rule that you're proposing that it'd be permissible to make the mugmar on yom tov based on what the mitoch shutra ba'ara letzorech? That just like you tell me ha'ba'ara letzorech ochel nefesh is permissible hutrana me. Shelo letzorech? Are you going to tell me it's permissible also? Shelo letzorech? Gemara says there's a big difference. Amar le, so he tells them like alecha amar kira on you. It said the pasuk ach asher yachel lechol nefesh. That which we matir on Yom Tov is a item that is lechol nefesh. What does lechol nefesh mean? Davar ashaveh lechol nefesh. It's got to be something that the pleasure is received or accepted by all. That meaning, for example, food everybody has to eat. And therefore, that's considered hana'ah that shaveh lechol nefesh. And therefore, I can argue and say that on items that are shaveh lechol nefesh, I'll be matir. Bi'ah, for example, is davar shaveh lechol nefesh. And therefore, I can say, just like I was matir ochel to make a habura for shechita, which is a davar shaveh lechol nefesh, everybody has to eat. So therefore, bi'ah also is considered davar shaveh lechol nefesh. Everybody has bi'ah. And therefore, it's going to be permissible. Masha'ekin mugmar. Mugmar is not everybody, only for finicky people that have the, this smoke, they want to have this fragrant, so therefore it's not for everybody. So therefore, we're not matir things that are not shaveh, lechol nefesh. Comes the Rashi and says, Mugmar besamim ala esh, legamer et hakelim et habegadim. Right, to finish them, which means to complete them, give them the proper smell. Alech amar kera lechol nefesh. Right, the Torah says lechol nefesh davar shaveh lechol nefesh mutar ubeina shaveh lakol. Aval mugmar eno ela lemefunakim. Right, but the mugmar is only for the mefunakim. That's for the people that are finicky, and therefore you have no right to be mekil on the mugmar. Amar le rava chaber le rava ravashe ela me'ata. Oh, so now you give me the chol nefesh rule. According to what you're telling me, is the menos svi beyom tov. You have a svi, which means, let's say, you have a deer that comes on Yom Tov, right next to the guy's house, wants to trap it. Well, you're going to tell me that you cannot slaughter it, because not everybody eats venison. Deer is only for, people. Certain people eat it. So you're going to tell me it's not shaveh lechol nefesh, so therefore you cannot slaughter a deer on Yom Tov? There's a big difference. Amale anad davar hatzorech lechol nefesh ka'amina. I'm talking about a type of item that is necessary for all nefesh, meaning eating. Doesn't matter what the eating is. Which means, bottom line, to eat, everybody's got to eat. And therefore, svi tzarich lekol nefesh. Which means, maybe not everybody eats a svi, but everybody eats. So therefore, if you're involved in something that's preparation for eating, it's going to be permissible. However, when it comes to mugmar is only for the mufunakim. It's nothing to do with the ochel. Not everybody has to make their incense to smell their clothes up. And then when it comes to bi'ah is davar shaveh lechol nefesh. Therefore, we're going to say mutoch sheutra letzorech achila min shechitas permissible utra letzorech ochel nefesh. Let's just read the Tosafot over here. Let's start with the Tosafot. Mitoch shutra letzorech pirush letzorech ochel nefesh hutra nami shelo letzorech ochel nefesh ubelvad shi etzorech hana'at hayom, which means you cannot just matir anything when you use the sevarav mitoch. It has to be a purpose for the hana'ah of the Yom Tov day itself, all the sort of kiyum mitzvah b'yom Tov, or for the purpose of a mitzvah, just like the Gemara says over there, k'ahi d'otzat katan lemulo v'sifat ol ha'klot bo, v'lulav latzit bo, just like the material to carry, not only for things that have to do with food-related items, but you're allowed to carry on Sefer Torah, lulav, katan, because all those things are connected to a mitzvah. Avat shelo letzorech hayom klal, but stam, the guy just wants to carry and say, well, just like I can carry for cooking purposes or for eating purposes, I can carry stam, שלא לצורך כיום כלל, לא, כמו צעד אבנים. Right? That would be אסור. Okay. That's that point of the תוספות. Look at the next תוספות. אלא מעטה, יהיה מותר לעשות מוגבל ביום טוב, ואם תאמר... Actually, the next תוספות. אמר לאנה, דבר הסריך לכל נפש כאמינה, וסבי סריך לכל נפש. וכן ביאה. ביאה also is considered the דבר השם לכל נפש. וקשה לי. דאמר בסוף פרק בית המצא, מהו לכבות תנר פני דבר אחר? Let's say a person wants to have תשמיש, but the lights are on. So is he allowed to close the light, meaning be מכבה the fire, for תשמיש? הוא מסיק דה אסור. And over there it says אסור. What are you talking? Ah, Hashari Mishum Nesanich L'chol Nefesh. If you tell me it's Mishum Tzokhe Nefesh, it's Shaveh L'chol Nefesh, so Shemim Mishmol Tabi Mechabeh. Mitoch Shutra Kibuy L'Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, Hutra Kibuy Shlo Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. And it's got to be a Dabar Shaveh L'chol Nefesh, Bi'az Shaveh L'chol Nefesh, so Tosfot Zeskina Astina. V'yesh Tomar, Te'acha Davka Bebe'ila Rishona De Mitzvahi, Davi Tzorech Mitzvah Tayom, Aval Sh'ar Be'ilot En Kol Kach Tzorech Hayom. So Tosfot Zeskina Hayduk. When do we say that it's considered a tzorech hayom? Like we just said, it has to be a tzorech hayom. I'll say the first bi'ah is considered tzorech hayom. Because that's be'ilat shel mitzvah. Therefore, we'll be lenient. But the Gemara Betzavah is talking about stam. A guy wants to have a be'ilat, it's not be'ilat shel mitzvah. Therefore, in that case over there, we're not going to be considered heter enough to make a kibuy.
The first one, you can lower the legs though?
The od yesh lomar. Yes, of course, for the first one, be permissible. The od yesh lomar, the kibuy aner, b'pnei davar ha'chayravi kemo makshirin. Which means the other answer to what I want to say is closing the we're discussing in this Gemara having the bi'ah itself. To close the lights, that's already a hechsher to the bi'ah. And the Gemara over there says, while we're matir ochen nefesh, we're not matir makshire ochen nefesh. So this is a preparatory to the mitzvah. You're closing the lights, you can have the bi'ah. So therefore, there's no question that Tosfot wants to say that a makshir, we're not going to be mekel on. Comes the Gemara and continues. I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Horar Rabbi Yohanan beSaidan. Rabbi Yohanan ruled in the place of Saidan. Asur lebaol betchanan Shabbat. Asur to have the bi'ah on Shabbat. Umi ika hora'ah leisur. So the word hora'ah, hora'ah is a ruling. Now normally we don't use that word hora'ah when it comes to something that's asur. Hora'ah is mashma like a heter, because you don't have to give a ruling to be mahmir. Anybody can be mahmir. Hora'ah, you need a rabbinical ruling to say mutar. So therefore, the Gemara is asking the language hora Rabbi Yohanan leesor. What do you mean hora leesor? So Rashi's language is umi ika hora leesur umi kari isur hora. You call in isur a hora mishub de kol adam lashel lachmir. Anybody can be mahmir. Va oser en ze smichat devarim, which means the oser. That's not, you're not relying on him. Afidu min asafek she'ena lacha berura lo hu ba veoser. Which means you don't have to give a ruling to be ma'amir. If the guy's misupak, he doesn't know what to do, better not, don't do it. Aval ha-matir, but when you give a heter, that's a ruling. Somech al shemu'ato, then you're relying on something you heard, or al sevarat hachmato, or al sevarat that you have, v'hi ora'ah, that's a ruling, right? So the Gemara's question is, why did you say ora'ah? So the Gemara says, u'mi'ika ora'ah li'sur? The Gemara says, in, yes indeed, you do. We have cases. Matana, we have a Mishnah. Horua Betelel. Betelel made a ruling. Shetehen Nizira od sheva shanim achirot. That the lady should be a Nazira another 7 years. What was the case over there? Rashi. Mishnai b'masikat Nazir b'Hilni Malka. Hilni was the king at the time. She yatsa bina lemilchama. Her son went out to war, so she wanted to make sure that her son comes back alive. So she made a neder on herself that she wants to become a Nazira. V'nadra sheva shanim b'Nazir. 7 years. However, b'chutz la'aretz, she made the nizirut outside in b'chutz la'aretz, and the law is in nizirut b'chutz la'aretz. So when she came back to Eretz Yisrael, ve'ata le'eretz, she came to the Eretz, horua betel shetei nizira od sheva shanim achirot. So you didn't fulfill your neder. The outside is not nizirut, and therefore hora, he made a rule that why you have to do it again. Even that's a chumrah. So therefore, you see the word hora can be used even when it comes to a chumrah. Similarly, we have a braita, chut ha-shedra she-nefsak berubo, devrei Rabbi. Rabbi Yaakov omer, afilu nikav. What's the case over here? Chut ha-shedra, which literally means the spinal column, let's say, of the animal. So, if, let's say, nefsak, We're talking about over here where it reaches the brain, the spinal column. And now let's say there's a thin layer of flesh that covers the mawah, the brains of the animal. So it says, let's say the flesh that covers the brain, the majority of it became exposed. So therefore the bee holds what? The animal is a terefa. The bee akumah afilu nikav. Even if it's just punctured a kolchu, already it's considered a terefa. Horar bee kerbi Yaakov. So Rabbi made the ruling like who? Like Rabbi Yaakov. So you see what? Lachmir. That even a kolchu was going to make the animal a terefa. So you see, you can use the word hora even when it comes to isur. Amar Rav Huna, en alakha k'Rabbi Yaakov. Okay, Rav Huna came along and said, no, the alakha does not follow Rabbi Yaakov, meaning it has to be rov for the animal to be a terefa. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, matni achi, amar babu. Sha'al Rabbi Yishma'el ben Yaakov demen sur. Et Rabbi Yohanan b'tzaydon. He asked the question to Rabbi Yohanan in Tzaydon. Ve'ana shem'eh. I heard it, he says myself. What was the question that was asked? Ma'u lib'ol b'tchila b'shabbat. Can you have the bi'al l'chitchila b'shabbat or b'tula? Ve'amar le asur. And Adrabah, he told him, indeed it is going to be asur. What's the bottom line after this whole sugya back and forth? She taught mutar lebol betchila b'shabbat. Indeed, it is permissible to have the first bi'ah on Shabbat, and that really is the halacha. Let's just read some of the sources over here, just to get the bottom line halacha. Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer, Siman Samich Gimel halacha Aleph. Mutar lib'ol betula b'shabbat, ve'en bo mishum chobel ve'lo mishum tsa'arla. Ve'yesh omrim actually is the Taz, brings down, that tzarik sheyechaven lib'ol b'hataya. So the hataya, rabbis, they're going with according to psik neshe, so you can say only b'hataya. Uldina da'atabah. The kevan, the maskarad shmatin, the dam mifkad pakid. Once you hold that if it's mifkad pakid, umekalkelu, it's a lapeta, it's kalkul. So therefore, in lahosh laze. So if you have no problem, you don't even have to have a taya. Bottom line, it's mutar because it's a kalkul. Umekomakom kevan chenagu bezmanenu de en boalim betchila b'shabbat. Since the custom is not to, having the kedvarim mutari v'alim nagu bo isur. V'lachen en lorot etel batel menhag. So the bach was machmir. Is a minhag not to? Don't do it. Aval ataz, the taz comes along and says, katav, the in, sorry, katav, the halila la'asot minhag yisur bazeh. Ubebirur shamanu sha'asidim ge'one olam, nagu ba'atzma meter bazeh. Velachen en kan hashash ve'humra klal v'ma'mir humena matmihim. You shouldn't be ma'mir on this. It's from the, it's a ga'va to be ma'mir on this. Ve'chen yartika mishna berura. Then he just writes, "Mekom akom katab dechetayla ra'uli yahadan achar ha'upa yichud gamur kodem haShabbat." That they should make a yichud before Shabbat, because making a yichud is like a kinyan, and therefore we don't want to make the kinyan per se on Shabbat. So let them make a yichud before Shabbat, so the kinyan is consummated of the nisuin, and the bi'ah can take place on Shabbat itself. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rabbi Chalbo, Amar Rabbi Huna, Amar Rav Abba Rezavda, Amar Rav Achad Betula. Whether the girl is a betula v'achat almana, or if she is a almana widow, te'una beracha. She needs beracha, meaning birkat hatanim. Which means at the wedding, they make beracha, birkat hatanim. We'll see what birkat hatanim is. And we'll see exactly the ramifications. Umi amar ravuna, okay? Did ravuna indeed say that a betula and an almana require birkat at the birkat hatanim? V'amar Ravuna, we have a clear statement of Ravuna, the same rabbi, Almana in a te'una beracha. Almana does not need berachat hatanim. So comes the Gemara and answers. Lakashya, we have no question. Kan bebachur shenasa almana. When a bachur, meaning that's his first time getting married, marries the almana, so then already you have berachat hatanim. Kan bealmon shenasa almana. But when a male widow marries a female widow, an almon to an almana, there is not even birkat hatanim. So that's the hiduk. So the Gemara says, "V'almon shenasa almana lo." I mean, You tell me, Almon that marries Amar has no berachat hatanim. Ve'amar Rav Nachman, Amar lihuna bar Natan Tana minay leberachat hatanim ba'asara. How do you know that berachat hatanim has to be made at least with for 10 people? Shnei Amar ve'yikach asara anashim mizikne ha'ir. This is Boaz. Boaz married Ruth. Boaz was an Alman, right? He lost his wife. Like the Gemara says that Boaz originally is Ibsan, and Ibsan had 60 children, right? And therefore he was married already, so he was an Almana. It was an Alman, and he married who? Ruth. Ruth was also an Almana. What does it say? Vayomer, he took the 10 men and he said, Shevu po vayeshevu. Uboaz almon shenasa almanava. Boaz was a case of he was an Almon, and he married an Almana, and what? You see what? They learned from there that Berkat Hatanim is Ba'asara. So he said, Mai enate una beracha. So what did it mean when he said, Ravuna, that does not need a beracha? Dama Ravuna enate una beracha. Called Shiva, which means you don't need to make the berachot, which we call them the Shiva berachot, we'll call them the special berachot. You have to make it for 7 days. Aval yom echad teuna beracha. But at least for the first day, for an almana, even almont and almana, for the first day they make the berachot. We have a braita that says, Shagdu hachamim al takanat benot Yisrael, shiye sameach ima gimel yamim. Didn't we say the reason why a almana gets married on Thursday night, on Wednesday night? Why? Because we want them to take off for the first day, which is Thursday. Make the bi'ah Thursday night. Bat bi'ah Friday, they'll take off as well. And then you have Shabbat. So therefore, it seems it's a 3-day simcha. How can you tell me that an almana only gets one day? It's 3 days. So the Gemara says, well, b'mai. Well, let's analyze first. What are we talking about? When you tell me an almana, who did she marry? If you tell me she married a bahur, a regular, the first timer, ha'amad shiva. So what do you mean 3 days? We said a bahur to almana gets 7 days of berachot. If she married a widower, ha'amad yom ehad. So b'manafshach, what's the case of shakta that you're giving him 3 days? If it's a bahur, it's 7 days. If it's a almon, it's 1 day. It's an almon. Yom ehad levracha v'shlosha l'simcha. Two different items. 1 day you get berachot, meaning whenever you sit down to the seudah on that first day, you make berachot, berachat hatanim. Mashiach, the 3 days is a different thing. That's a work issue. 3 days don't work, but don't connect the two. There's 1 day for berachot and 3 days for work. And I'll tell you the case was talking about where it was an almanat to an almon. Therefore, they said 1 day for berachot, 3 days for no work. I'll go the other way. Bebachur. And then I'll say Shiva Livracha. When it comes to the Berachot, you make the Shiva Berachot 7 days. However, Ushlosha Simcha. But 3 days for Simcha, no work. Which means, regardless, always an Almana is 3 days. The difference is, like the Berachot. If the Almana is marrying an Almon, Berachot are only for 1 day. However, if the Almana is marrying a Bahud, then the Berachot are going to be for 7 days. Rashi in the bottom, Ha'amar Shiva. Which is what you told me above. Right? We said that she doesn't need Shiva. Which means when Avuna said you don't need 7, so we're assuming that when he came along and said Teuna, Rabbi Abba, that is, where was Rabbi Abba? Avuna said Ena Teuna, Beracha Kol Shiva, and then. Right, when the Abba came along and said Echat, which line is that?
First.
Right in the beginning. Yeah. Right, Amar Avuna, Amar Abba, Amar Zada, Amar Avachah, Betula, Vachat, Amanat, Teuna Beracha. Right, so one statement says Teuna Beracha is Mashma 7, one statement is Mashma, it doesn't need 7. And therefore, the Gemara's answer is Lema'aseh, a Almana always gets at least 1 day of berachot. If she's married to a bachur, she gets 7 days of berachot, and workage is only 3 days in all cases. Comes to Gemara and says, "Metibe, we have a question. Mevarechin lebetula shiva. It says what for betula? So you make what shiva? Oh, Rashi points out that what does it mean shiva? Meaning all 7 days you make a berachah, not necessarily automatically every full 7 days. As she says, kishebau panim hadashot, which is when there's new faces that show up to the seudah, mevarech kulan kol yemei mishteh v'ilo mevarech hada, which means if there's panim hadashot, if there's new faces that show up to the seudot, and of course you can make all 7 berachot. and we'll see what the seven berachot are. But the point is, if there's no new faces, then he can make even just, not even, but just one beracha. In any event, what does it say? Mevarchin lebetula shiv'a. Ul almana yom echad. But almana, you only get one. So the Gemara says, my love, afidu almana shiv'a set lebahur. When it's coming along and telling me a conclusive statement, almana gets one day, that's not so. I thought we just learned that an almana to a bahur gets 7 days. And how you tell me over here that an almana gets one day? So the Gemara says, no, le'almon. It's very simply. When it says almana gets one day, it's talking about when she married a almon. Aval le'bahur mai shiva. But what do you tell me? When an almana marries an almon, she gets 7 days of berachot? If that's the case, litni, the statement should have said like this: Mevarchin the betula shiva, comma, ul almanah shenisset lebahur shiva, ul almanah yom echad. Would you speak out that case? Tell me the case of a betula, automatically get 7. Speak me out the case of an almanah to a bahur, 7. And then give me the last case, almanah to almon, 1. So Gemara says, milta psikta ketani. Which means the Braita wants to give us a conclusive, cut and dry law that without halukim, deleka betula de batzra mishiva, which means you'll never find a betula that has less than 7, because betula always has 7. Veleka almanat de batzra miyom echad, and you'll never find a almanat that's less than 1. Now in the chinam you could have an almanat that's married to bachur, but it's not from the almanat side; it's from the bachur side that you'll have 7. But we're giving conclusive, which means you'll always have betula not less than 7. You'll never find an almana less than 1. Those are the conclusive statements. In the chinam, you have a case of an almana married to bachur, that's 7. We don't want to get involved in the halukim. We just want to give the parameters. Comes the Gemara and says, Gufa, we have a statement. Amar of Nachman Amar li huna bar natan. Tana minayin the berkat chatanim ba'asara. How do you know that berkat chatanim has to be made minimum in front of 10 people? Shuna imar v'yikah asara anashim mizikni ha'ir. Boaz took 10 elders, sekenim, hachamim, v'yomer shibu po. And the assumption was what? To make the berkat חתנים. ורבי אבו אמר מאחר, רבי אבו לא שומעת בפסוק, במקלות ברכו אלוהים, meaning במקלות, in a kahal, you must bless God, Hashem, ממקור ישראל, regarding the subject of מקור. What is the מקור? מקור is the place where you have children. And therefore, by the lady, it's called the מקור. And therefore, that's the person getting married. So you see, there's a ברכה that's made on the מקור. And what's that? במקלות. And we know the פסוק says, קהל עדה. And we know when Eidah is 10, because by the Meragelim, it calls them Eidah. And we know that was 10 because there was, take away Yeshua and Caliph, so you're left with 10. And therefore, just like Eidah is 10, so Kahal is 10. B'makelot, with a group of 10, Baruchu Elohim, Hashem Mekor, Yisrael. Okay, now, V'Rav Nachman, B'ai Kerad Rabbi Abu, Mai Darish Be, which means, what does Rav Nachman use with this pasuk makelot barichu Elohim? Why didn't he use this pasuk? He used the pasuk from Boaz. Why didn't he use this pasuk to teach me that berachat hatanim is with 10? So mevayel lechdatan, because he uses this pasuk for a different teaching that we learned in the Braita. Hayar b'miro merminayin shafilu ubarim shebe'e iman. How do we know that even the children that were in their mothers' wombs, the babies that were in their mothers' wombs, amru shira alayam? They sang the Shira when the Jewish people came out of Mitzrayim, was as Yashir Moshe Ibn Israel. How do we know that the song was sung even by the children that were in the mother's wombs? Shneimar b'makelot barichu Elohim, which means in the makelot, in the thrones of people, they bless God. From where? Hashem mimekor Yisrael, from the mekor, even from the source, from inside. Ha'v'idach. Oh, so the other rabbi, which means, according to Rabbi Abu, why didn't he learn that from this pasuk? Im ken lemakra mibetin. Where is the baby? The baby's not in the mekor. The baby's in the betin, in the stomach. It should say mibetin Yisrael. From the fact that it said my mekor, mekor is actually otomakom, and therefore must be al eske mekor. It's referred to the eske mekor, be marriage. Meaning, in order to have children, which is an inyan of the mekor. Rabbi Abu, be'aykrad, Rabbi Nachman, my darish be'en, I go the other way. Rabbi Abu, what does he do with the pasuk of Boaz? which it doesn't say he took 10 men. It's much better he took the 10 men in order to make the Bechat HaTarim. No, the reason why he took 10 men is because he needed to establish the Dirasha, Amoni velo Amonit, Moabi velo Moabit, which means he was going to marry now a Moabiyah lady. The Torah says you're not allowed to take Moavi, you're not allowed to accept them into the Kahal. So he needed to go to the Hakamim to establish the law that says that when it says you cannot take Moavi, it's only the men and not the women. So he comes along and says, Rabbi Abu, if you're going to tell me this pasuk was referring to that he went to them to make the Berachat Hatanim, lo sagya de lav zekinim, why do you have to take Tamid Hakamim? If you tell me it was a halachic discussion, which means you're discussing the Moavi velo Moaviyah, that's why it says he took zekinim. But Stam, if he's saying that you need 10 men for the Berachat Hatanim, why did it say Zikinim? You can take 10 guys. You don't need, it doesn't have to be Hachamim. V'idach, Isal Kadatach Limidrash. So the Nachman goes the other way. He says, if you're the way you're learning that what? It's for Midrash, meaning to give the Drasha of Moabi velo Moaviyah, Lo Sagya de Lav Asara, which is what he need 10 for. What did he have to publicize it in front of 10 people, which means he could have just went in front of 2 people and said the halakha, just to establish it, and they're finished. What did you need 10? So he answers back, yes, lefirsume milta. Yes, to publicize the halakha, you had to say it in front of 10 because it wasn't so well known. And therefore, he had to go in front of 10 people to tell them the halakha is a tradition that's really permissible. How do you know that? Ukhte amar le Shmuel Rav Hana Baghdata'a. To Shmuel Rav Hana Baghdata'a, she says he came from Baghdad, which is the name of a city. Puk vaiti li be'asara. I told him, go out and bring me 10 people. Ve'e malach be'anpayu. And I will tell you in front of them, hamizake li'ubar kana. Interesting halakha. Which we have a lady that is pregnant. Okay? So now you want to be mizake to the ubar, to the fetus that's inside. You want to mizake, let's say, an asset. So how do you do that? Well, you can't make a kinyan. So you want to mizakeh to a third party. You'll give the item to the third party, and he'll be mizakeh for the ubar. So the deen is what, according to this testimony, a mizakeh li'ubar kana. Right? That's what he wanted to say. So Tosfot comes over here and says, and then Tosafot, second Tosfot, afagav d'shmuel gufe pasak Rabbi Yohanan asadlan. The Magdish Maaseh Yede Ishto Amutar Chodin De En Adam Magdish Tava Shlo Ba Laolam Vechol Sheken LaDavar Shlo Ba Olam De Garatefe. We have a rule. A person is not allowed to be Magdish, to sanctify something that did not come into the world. All the more so to sanctify something to something that did not come into the world. And therefore the Chaurah, the baby, is inside. He didn't emerge yet. So therefore, what do you mean? Shemuel, you're not consistent. How can you come and tell me you can Magdish Davar? How could you do that? So Tosfot comes along and says a few answers here. One answer he says is Mekom Akom Shmuel Hashif Ubar Ba'la Olam, which means could be old is considered Ba'la Olam. That once already he's in the womb already, he's here. He might not have emerged, but he's considered already in the world, therefore he's able to be makne. But the Gemara concludes, v'ilcheta hamezakeh le'ubar lo kana. Indeed, one cannot be makne something to an ubar. Comes the Gemara and continues. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a brayta. Bevarchin berechat hatanim bebet hatanim. Okay, we make the berechat hatanim in the house of the hatan, which means at the time of the wedding, so they make a special beracha. It's called the bebet hatanim. At the wedding, where they make the beracha, where they're making the ceremony, so you make berkat hatanim. Rabbi Yehuda Amir, after bet erusin, mevarchin ota. So Rabbi Yehuda has a hadush. In the olden days, they used to get married, it was two stages, right? It's still two stages today, but they used to separate the stages. There was erusin, and then later on there was nisuin. So the hadush of Rabbi Yehuda is that berkat hatanim was made even at the time of Irusin. So basically, you made Birkat Hanim twice. You made it at the Irusin, and then you made it again at the Nisuin. Now, why would you do that? So as she says, after the Irusin, Kishim Mikadesha, Mevarchin, called Birkat Hatanim. Meaning you made all the Berachot. All the six Berachot or the seven Berachot. So the Gemara will explain why. Amar Abaye Ubi Yehuda Shanu. This custom to make all the Berachot already at the time of the engagement was the custom of Yehuda and the people that live by Yehuda area. Why? Because the custom was that after the engagement, they would make yichud. They would be secluded together. Now, a person is not allowed to be secluded with a lady that's not his wife. Now, even though you made it irusin, it's not consummated yet. So since they had a custom, why they wanted to seclude them? To get them familiar with themselves. To get be comfortable with each other. So therefore, the deen is, you can't make yichud. So what they have to do? They have to make all the berachot of the nisu'in at that point in order so they can allow at least to be secluded. Now, she says, the irusin kedeshi nebo gasbak in the kamal efikha mevarkin bechat hachtarim mitchila. A kala without berachot is forbidden to her husband, like she's an ida. So if to be alone, even so, the berachot were needed to be made. Comes the look at Tosafot. Tosafot gives you the concerns. Look at the first one line of the Tosafot. Just in case, if they ended up having a bi'ah, so it was following, it was because of the potential chance that since they made yihud, the yihud would lead to a bi'ah. So it's much like it wasn't the yihud per se, it was the potential bi'ah that would ensue, and therefore he says that's why you had to make a yivaracha. Tanya idach bevarchin berkat hatanim bebet hatanim uberkat irusin bebet irusin. Oh, so we have another bright that says a little different. There's two berachot. There's berkat hatanim, that's the sheva berachot that you make by the hatuna, and then there's a special beracha called berkat irusin that's made at the time of the engagement. So the Gemara says berkat irusin. What is this beracha called berkat irusin? So Ravin Bar Rav Ada, Rabba Bar Rav Ada, Tarbayu Meshemed Rav Yehuda Amre, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedeshanu Bemesotav Vesivanu Al Arayot, which means he commanded us on the mitzvah or the anyan, I should say the anyan, the isud of Arayot, the asar lanu et arusot, and he forbade to us the arusot. What does it mean he forbade to us the arusot? Which means, not only did the rabbis forbid to go with a pinuyah, to go with a single girl, that's of course forbidden. The rabbis will say yichud even with a pinuyah, so that she writes, midrabanan, shegazu al yichud shel pinuyah ve'af arusa lo etiru. Even in arusa, they were not metir to be alone, ad shetikanes lechupa, uberacha. And also you have to make the sheva berachot, kede parishit, kalab lo beracha, asol ba'ala kenida. Right? Ve'adrabanan nami berachin. And now this is a rabbinical item here. So then we're saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kedeshanu V'Sivanu Kedeshanu V'Sotav V'Sivanu Al Arayot. Which means he gave us all the dinim in the Torah regarding Arayot, what's forbidden to us and what's permissible to us. V'Asar Lanu Et Arusot. Not only did the rabbis Oseh, the rabbis, mind you, now did they Oseh Lanu Et Pinuyah, a single girl that you cannot be secluded with her, but they were also Oseh what? An Arusa, that until you make Sheva Berachot, she's Asur like a Nida. So that she says, what do you mean? This is a rabbinical item. Do you make a Berachot a rabbinical item? Yes. Don't we make beracha that dikner Hanukkah? Hanukkah is only mitrabanan. So therefore, you see, you can make a beracha even on the rabbinical enactment. Ve'etir lanu et nisuot, but those girls that we marry, the nisuot, you will matir them to us al yedehupa ve'kedushin, which means you will matir the nisuot by making a hupa that was preceded by a kedushin. So the ve'kedushin, it's not an order. It's not hupa ve'kedushin. It's hupa. The kiddushin that was done before. Okay? Comes the Gemara now and analyzes. Ravacha bered Rava Misayim ba Mishemed Rav Yehuda. So he had a hatimah to this beracha. What was the hatimah? Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael al yedei chupa v'kiddushin. He makes a hatimah. Baruch Atah Hashem. Man de lo hatim. Now there's a shita that says that there was no hatimah. So now we have to analyze why. What's the sevarah to say you have a hatima, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Yehupa Mekadushin, and what's the logic to say no hatima? So the Gemara says, Man de lo hatim mi didavi abirchat perot va abirchat mitzvot. Well, let's discuss birchat perot. The person has a fruit. He says Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Vorepriayetz. He doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Vorepriayetz. It's a short beracha. It's all talking about one topic, hoda'ah a praise of God, a thanks to God. So therefore, the deen is, it's a short berakha, you have to do it. Here, the same thing. It's one short berakha. The whole thing is one topic, meaning we're thanking God, praising Him, that we have the laws about the surah of Arayot, and so on and so forth. Or it's like a berkat mitzvah. Person shakes lulav. A shikha disturbs the anta lulav. It's one subject. Therefore, it makes it a short berakha. Same thing over here. It's one topic. Therefore, the kaharat should not have a hatima, rashi, a berkat perot, more priyaitz. That's perot. Perot is more priyaitz. Berkat mitzvot, ala shechita, ala mila. It's really all one praise to God or thanks. The enif sik bakasha bintai, meaning you're not interrupting with other requests. Lo baya hatima. Kedamar ba'abe pesachim berkata mitzvot ta'ama mai mishum dohoda'ai. Hana mikula hoda'ai. The whole thing is a praise to God. Thank you for giving us the arayot. You will said lanu arayot. It's all one subject. It doesn't need. Oh, uman de hatim midi dahaba akedusha. It's like kiddush. Now, in kiddush, when we make kiddush, let's say there is a hatima. Baruch Ata Hashem, mekadosh Shabbat, mekadosh Shabbat Zemanim. Now, why by kiddush do we make a hatima? Because we go into different subjects, right? What's the other subjects? That she says, kevan de belashon kiddushai ki kiddush ayom hatmina bekiyat and debayi hatmina mishum deyesh ba'efsek kigon ki hu yom tehilal mikra'i kodesh. She's in the middle of the kiddush, we say, Tahilal Mikra Kodesh, Zikri Sat Misraim. So therefore, since we go into other subjects, so we have to go back to the original point and be reminded that it's a kiddush, Zemuruk HaTashem Mekadesh. Now, what's the connection with Irusin? Irusin is not kiddush. But since we're using the word kiddushin, it's like kiddush. Even though it's only one topic. So therefore, it has the deen like a kiddush, and therefore we're going to put a hatima towards the end of it. Now, just to appreciate this berakha we call berakat erusin, there's a very interesting maharsha over here to explain this berakha. According to Hazal, he says, "Shekol makom shata mutze geder erva, wherever you see a fence in front of arayot, ata mutze kedusha. Rest assured, that's where you're going to find holiness. V'afkan, kidesh et am yisrael beisur arayot." The Hakamim, the Torah, protects us from Arayot. Avshe Pinuyoten, even though they're Pinuyot, even though they're only single, they're not married girls, doesn't matter. Kegeder Arva. Umosiv Barech She'avet Arusot Asalanu. Even a person's own Arusa, it's another fence. That what? Hakamim don't want us to be allowed to them. V'etilanu Raket Nisuot, which means Hakamim only allowed Nisuot Al Yedei Chupa with a Kiddushin that preceded it. And therefore the Beracha ends. Mekadesh Yisrael al yedei chupa v'kiddushin, which means since it's a geder erva, so now already you have kiddusha. Then he says in a beautiful derash, he says shehakesher shel klal Yisrael kadosh baruch hu nimshal kekesher ish v'isha. The connection between us and God is like the connection between man and wife. V'hatimat beracha mityahesh et hakesher. The end of the beracha is referring to that bond. Mekadesh Amo Yisrael Elav. That just like we're witnessing a wedding of a man and a wife, so we remind ourselves of the marriage between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. Mekadesh Amo Yisrael. God was Mekadesh Am Yisrael Al Yedei Kedushin. What's the Kedushin? Hainu Matan Torah. Vechupa, that's the Binyan Bet HaMikdash. And therefore, we come along and we remind ourselves not only of the physical marriage between these Chatam and Kala, but Mekadesh Amo Yisrael. God did the same to us. He's married to us, so to speak, to the Torah, Kedusha, and the Bet HaMikdash. So over here, just a few insights on the Beracha. Rishonim itkashu benosach Beracha zu, shishone mikol Berachat HaMitzvot. This Beracha is different than all the Berachot. Shebevarchin al Isur Arayot. Isur Arusot. Which means we never make a Beracha on something that's Isur. When you make a Beracha, shikin deshav tam sevanu al Isur ever minahai. You don't make a beracha like this. The odd ma'anyan isur arayot lekan. What do you mean isur arayot? People getting married. What are you mentioning isur arayot? The odd she'ela isha niteret achshav. Ve'lava maskinim kan etayim. Tereh shel chupa. Either way, you talk about chupa, we're at the irusin stage. So what are you mentioning the heter of chupa? The time of the irusin? Different questions. Ve'katav ha-Ramban, she'efshar shmepteh she'kiddushin devar Torah, ve'chupa... La arusa midrabanan, which means since kiddushin is minat Torah, And the chuppah to the arusa, that already is only midrabanan. The rabbis were osir and arusa, so you need the chuppah. Hutzrach lebarech ala kedushin, shakadosh baruch hu kedesh tiseh bekedushat kedushin, ve'asar lehem et ha'arayot, she'en ha'kedushin tofsim bahem. And it was osir lanu arayot, certain ladies, kedushin is not going to be tofes. Ve'im yibarech mekadesh yisrael al yedek kedushin, if you're just going to end the barakah and say al yedek kedushin, ha'shomeyah savur she'arusa muteret lo la'arus. Think of that? Mekadesh was al yedek kedushin. They're going to think they're mutar to each other. Therefore, the figure was the first v'asalan with the arusot. So therefore, they had to explain to everyone, don't make a mistake, nobody make a mistake. V'asal. So really, it's a berachah on the mitzvah of kedushin, but you had to say it in the isur way, so the people are not going to make a mistake and think once you make your irusin, it's over, that it's going to be permissible. So they say, asalan with arusot. They had to mention chuppah at the end, so to know that there's another process that must take place before they become permissible. That's one way, nice way. The Rosh writes like this: She'en mevarchin berachat mitzvot al kedushin. He says it's not a berachat mitzvah. It's not a beracha for the mitzvah. So what is this beracha berachat erusin? She'en klal mitzvah bekedushin. It's not a mitzvah to get married. She'kol mitzvah piriyah v'ribiyah. That's really the mitzvah piriyah v'ribiyah. Now, ve'im kiyem piriyah v'ribiyah shloai de kedushin. But let's say the guy was fulfilled piriyah v'ribiyah outside of kedushin. Enu mitzvah leset isha. Not even how you have to get married. ולכן תקנו ברכה זו כברכת שבע הקדושתם של ישראל. The Rosh is learning that this is ברכה ושבע. Therefore, it answers all those questions. When do you ever see making ברכה on איסור? You're not making ברכה on איסור. It's not a ברכת מצוות, ברכת השבע. We're just saying over here that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and he gave us איסורים, and the קדושה, and so on and so on. אבל הרמב״ם סובר שברכה זו היא ברכת המצוות. So it's a fantastic מהלוג הראשונים over how you look at the ברכה of קדושין. And he learns as a mitzvah be'etzim kedushin. He learns as a mitzvah. He learns that etzim kedushin is a mitzvah. The Rambam. Let's just read the halakha that comes out of this Gemara. Halakha writes over here in Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer Siman Samech Bet Halakha Aleph. Sarich lebarech berkat hatanim bebet hatan kodem nesuin ve'en shesh berachot v'im yesh sham yain mevarech kos yain mevi kos yain mevarech al yain tehila. So that makes it seven blessings. Umesader et kulam ala kos. ונמצא מברך זין ברכות. ואם אין יין מצוי מברך על השחר. Can even make on beer. ואם אין שחר מצוי מברך בלא כוס. They don't need a כוס. ויש אומרים, they don't say בלא כוס. I'm saying, no, you need a כוס. הרוסה. 25. That's שוחנוך אברה איזה נונה על החלף. הרוסה אסורה לבעלה מדברי סופרים. כל זמן שהיא בבית אביה. והבעל הרוסתו בבית חמיף מכין אותו מכת מרדות. A person went with the arusa, so they give him lashes מדרבנן. אפילו בייחוד אסורים. ולכן ארוס שהוא עם הרוסתו בבית אחד, מברכין זין ברכות, פן יתייחדו. Which is, if they're living in the same house, so they have to make the ברכות. Don't wait to the wedding. Because just in case they're going to make the ייחוד, if it's going to be a problem. ויש אומרים, דה אין להם לדור ביחד. שמי יקוצו זה בזה. They're going to come familiar with each other, and it's going to grow to disdain. It was not good to have them together until they're actually married. Kol ha-mekadesh isha ben al yedei atzmo ben al yedei shaliach mevarecha shekadesha arusa v'sevel arayot ve'asa lanu ha-arusot ve'itilanu ha-nesotanu ha-yedei chupa v'kedushim baruch atah Hashem mekadesh Yisrael ve'yesh omrim al yedei chupa v'kedushim ve'chotem baruch atah Hashem mekadesh amo Yisrael yedei chupa v'kedushim ve'chen ha-minhag. Just like we said in our Gemara. אין מברכים ברכת תפנים אלא בעשרה. You know, to have 10 men to make the ברכת חתנים, גדולים ובני חורים, וחתן מן המניין. The חתן can be the 10th. בין קשרים אותה בשעת נישואין, whether you're saying that ברכת the time of the wedding, בין קשרים אותה אחר ברכת המזון. For example, that would be the last ברכה, let's say, the ברכות of the שבעה ברכות. אבל כשאין עונים אחר ברכת המזון, אלא ברכת אשר ברא, if you're just saying אשר ברא, אין צריך עשרה מקום מקום שלושה בעיים. To make all the שבע ברכות, you need 10. However, let's say you're sitting, having a seudah during the 7 days of Simcha, and you only have 3 people, so the deen is you can make the last ברכה. The last ברכה של ברא, מרן says you only need to have 3 people. You just need a זימון. But to make all 7 at the seudah, you need 10. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen.